And all on the line right now as we play Friday morning. Friday morning fake news for you. We give you three news stories, two of which actually factually things that happened on this planet. The other, not so much. If you can tell us at 817-877-1921, which is the fake news story? Well, you will be primed and set with that four-pack of passes for the American Rodeo. All right, are we prepared with our news stories for today?
Well, we're something, but let's do it.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. Story number one.
Number one.
Dolly Parton is always on the go. You never know where she's going to pop up. And this time, it was in Michigan. A donkey by the name of Dolly Parton escaped from her farm. She brought along her buddy Henry for the fun. He got tired early, so he went on home. Dolly, however, out past her bedtime. The state police had to get involved. They found her on the side of the road at 10:30 p.m. And all is well.
Story number two.
Number two.
Marriage, not easy under the best of circumstances, but what are the true grounds for divorce? Irreconcilable differences, refusing to shut the bathroom door, or just having different tastes. A man in Amarillo decided to end his marriage for one of the worst reasons ever. His wife refused to eat queso. She got on a health kick, decided to cut out all dairy. The dip got dumped, and it was the last straw. Even the judge joked that the behavior was simply unacceptable.
And then, story number three.
Number three!
Fort Worth, the home of everything Western culture and fashion, but what do you wear when jeans and boots may not be the best choice? Well, fear not. Lainey Wilson is here to help with a new line of cowgirl tracksuits. They promise a clean, stylish vibe. They feature flames, lots of rhinestones, the signature Wrangler pocket on the back, but are ready to hit the gym in that cowgirl couture.
All right, I've made my pick. More importantly, let's see if you've made yours. Who's up first here? Good morning. Who's this for you?
This is Kurt Hagee. I'm in Dublin.
Hello, Kurt. How are you? Happy Friday.
Good. Happy Friday.
Very nice. We have big plans for this particular Friday?
No, we don't. Try to keep the stock with water and feed.
Oh, very good. Yes, yes. You mean your family or you mean the ranch there? Yeah.
The ranch.
Because we're depleted as well at the house.
I was going to say. Or your local neighborhood disc jockeys.
There you are.
We could use some help as well.
Gotcha.
Let's see if we can stock you up, Kurt, with this four-pack of passes to the American. All right, you're first up here Friday morning. Fake news, one, two, or three? Which is the fake news story?
I think it's two.
The grounds for divorce for that one particular man in Amarillo who's divorcing his wife because she stopped eating queso.
Kurt, you're right.
I'd never considered it personally, but
yeah.
I could see how that could happen.
Well, and your wife is also keto, so it's all systems go on anything cheese.
Yes, yes.
But a man in India actually did get the go-ahead from a judge who said it was intolerable because she wouldn't eat onions or garlic. Some might consider that a flex.
Okay. So that means, the one I thought was fake was Lainey Wilson's coming out with cowgirl tracksuits.
Yes, they're legitimate slacks.
You going to wear any of these, Kurt? You going to put any of these on?
They're sweats.
I might get some of them for my wife.
No, they are her hip huggers that you can wear to the gym with rhinestones and the Wrangler on the back.
Nice.
Does it make my heart look like a truck?
I think so. That's everything Lainey.
And then finally, the Dolly Parton, the donkey, got loose in Michigan.
Right.
And caused a ruckus.
Yeah, and they're not used to really catching a lot of livestock in Michigan. That's more of a Texas thing. So it made a lot more headlines up there.
Yeah. I saw that donkey had two really big...
enough.
Ears. Mm-hmm. Ears. Ears, Kurt.
Barn doors.
Oh, gosh.
Crazy. We're
happy to take you all the way to the American Rodeo. You just solved the Friday morning fake news.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
There it is. Hold on to your dolly donkey.